Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to fight bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't handle that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B., your Brooklyn Puerto Rican bullshit assassin. Today's show will not be any different. I am honored to have one of my YouTube heroes. I fucked up the joke. He's my YouTube hero.
Oh, there we go.
With stars in his eyes. There you go. The angry gay Pope, and he kicks Scientology in the balls. And we'll be discussing what is his motivation, what is his website, and what is iScientology. But before we do that, let's get to the news. There seems to be a particular subway in the MTA system that breeds crazy behavior. The 6th train that goes from downtown Manhattan, Brooklyn Bridge, to the Bronx has been seeing fights and people having sex in the subway cars in front of everybody. The MTA said that this behavior is not what the fine people in New York City pay for, so we'll be enacting a 6th train surcharge because this type of entertainment ain't free. There you go. You have videos on World Star Hip Hop of girls blowing guys and performing oral sex on each other and various fights, and the man who's selling weed all out in the open is crazy. I'll be moving to a place that the 6th train has 6th train service so I could get some head before I start the day. Yeah. All right, and I'm sure a lot of you heard about the Australian radio show that pranked the nurse that was taking care of what the fuck her fucking name is? Kate Middleton. You know, the low rent Princess Diana, the one that's trying to be all, you know, but you know she's really unhappy. You could tell that her body's breaking down. That's why, you know, she can't take the royal sperm. It gets her nice and sick. Anyways, that poor nurse, fucking, they found her dead. she killed herself after she gave up all that information to some pretty bad impressions of the Queen and Prince Charles. I mean, it just amazes me how these people are just worshipped. Maybe because I'm an American, I really couldn't give a shit. In fact, I'm really not a big fan of the president himself. I mean, whatever. Anyways, moving on. Anyways, we got, like I said, we got the angry gay Pope. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine. Thanks for having me on, Louis.
Yeah, no, anytime, man. It's an honor to have you on. You're one of my, YouTube heroes. Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I mean, I really like what you do. I just love how you just, you pretty much fuck with people. You're fucking with them so bad.
Just to let people know that on YouTube, I used to be called Angry Gay Pope, but the Scientologist got my channel taken down. So now my channel is called The End of Scientology. So if you're on YouTube, go to channel The End of Scientology. You'll see the videos we're talking about tonight.
Or you could go to angrygaypope.com.
Right. My website, angrygaypope.com. There's more things there, too, not just the videos. But, yeah, I've been doing this since 2008 when I was a feature film animator in movies, and my job got outsourced to other countries.
Oh,
my job was outsourced to other countries. So the Scientology protests started happening, and I didn't go to the first one because I was afraid there would just be two nerds on a street corner and then the Scientologists would run them over or whatever. But when I saw in the paper that like hundreds of people had showed up, I went to the second one, which I think was in March 2008. And since I didn't have to go to work, I just was getting unemployment checks. I wanted to do something useful for society for my government money, and plus learn how to make videos and do websites and stuff like that. So that's how I got started. And you're okay, Louis? I know you're sick tonight. I hope you make it through the broadcast.
Yeah, I'm a little I'm a little under the weather.
You were coughing during that Doctor Who song about dying. I thought it was part of the song.
No. I'm pretty much I'm fighting off, I don't know what it is, bronchitis or something. But I got someone in the chat room by the name of Assballs. So yes, Assballs, my friend, Assballs. Let's put pubes on our bodies. Yes, let us. You know, I don't mind the trolls as long as they're funny.
Oh, uh-huh. Whatever you say.
Yeah. Okay. So what got you pissed off with Scientology? I mean, what was your motivation for going out to the protest in the first place?
Well, I had never been a Scientologist. I had never taken any of their courses or had any interaction with them or whatever, but when I was growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, I really wanted to get out of there and make it to Hollywood, and it was a real tough effort to get out of the Midwest. And then when I got here to Hollywood Boulevard, I was shocked to see that it was like half the street seems to be Scientology buildings. And I had seen the 60 Minutes shows and the Time Magazine articles about how just plain evil they were. And when I got here, it was just horrifying that, you know, they were sticking their brochures in tourists' faces. People come from all over the world to see something glamorous, and instead they get hassled by people wanting to give them a stress test. And I just said to myself, if I could ever do something about that, I'd want to.
Sorry.
But back then, nobody was protesting. If a single person stood up against them, they just step on you like a cockroach. And so then when the anonymous protests happened in 2008, I decided to hook up with that. And then I just almost immediately became one of their most aggressive protesters and hit the Scientology radar like right away. And by the third protest I was at, I was told by someone as I was walking up to the protest area that, hey, they've got private eyes out to get you today. They're going to find out who you are. And like, sure enough, they had like three or four cars following me that day. That was the first day I was really followed a lot.
Oh, I also want to give a shout out. We got Vendetta in the chat room. He's Assballs. He's part of New Yorker 9. So there you go. We got New York Anon up in the chat room.
Good, great.
Well, of course, you call yourself the Angry Gay Pope. What are your thoughts on Scientology's homophobic stance? I mean, one of the chants that we do is racist, homophobic, UFO cult. That's one of the chants we do here in New York City. I mean, but what are your thoughts on that? I mean, is that part of your motivation to fight them?
That's a big part of it. When I showed up at those protests, I had a Pope hat on and I was angry, and they said, "Why are you doing this?" And I said, "Because I'm gay and I'm sick of how homosexuals are treated by this group." And so they called me the Angry Gay Pope. I was raised Catholic, so I have a lot of experience dealing with like homosexuals that have gotten themselves into some organizations just using them. A bunch of the nuns that I had to go to school with, you know, they were pretty dykey, some of them. And when I walk around among these Scientologists, I see some of these same sort of people who are kind of androgynous, dykey women with, you know, soup bowl haircuts that just say lesbian all over them. And this organization takes people like that in, and then it promises them that they're going to be cured. It's going to make everything wonderful. And then they just take all their money, make them work for free. And they're still, when they get spit out again, they're even more guilty about being gay when they started. I spoke to a social worker who stopped me on the street during a protest and said that, yeah, he has to pick up the pieces from lots of these ex-Scientologists who were gay and they wanted help, and it just made them worse. And then, of course, the biggest of them all being Tom Cruise or John Travolta.
I was about to ask you. So, what are the main, like, I guess, for lack of a better term, conspiracy theories that surround Scientology?
What are some of the conspiracy theories?
Yes.
Let's see. Conspiracy theories. Well, it's not a theory that they were arrested in something called Project Snow White, which was the largest infiltration of the U.S. government in its history. And a lot of Scientologists, including the founder's wife, went to jail in the 70s. But some of the crazier ideas people have are the people who live up in San Bernardino in the woods, where the Scientologists have a secret kind of base, a secret vault. No one really knows what's going on there, and they said that L. Ron Hubbard's frozen body is there in some kind of giant machine.
in a 69 position with Walt.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Disney, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I would imagine both of their like frozen heads stuck that way. And then a lot of people who live down by the Golden Arrow Productions facility in Riverside County, their children told me things like, "We hear that people go inside there and they don't come out." And that's kind of not really that's kind of true. People have gone in there and don't come out again. So the kids in the neighborhood there, the Scientologists are almost like the local boogeyman, where their parents tell them some things just to make sure they stay away. Kind of like the Jersey Devil keeps kids out of the swamp in Jersey.
Well, I thought the mob does that. But that's besides the point. But goodness. Oh, goodness, I'm so messed up in the head right now. I'm sorry.
Did you take NyQuil and DayQuil together or something?
Yeah, but I also mixed that up with some, you know, mescaline, but, you know. Just took some – I went in my time machine, went back to the 1980s and picked up some Special K.
But boom.
Yeah, I'm not funny today. I suck. So, anyways, like before we continue, can you call me a cutie?
You're such a cutie.
Thank you. See now my day is complete. because now the Angry Gay Pope just called me a cutie, and for some reason I just don't feel offended by that.
You told me to do it.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, just this, there was this article here in the paper about John Travolta, kind of funny. Want to get your thoughts on this. A man who told the National Enquirer that he had a steamy affair with John Travolta while working as a pilot from 1981 to 1987 is now suing the actor, insisting he never signed a confidentiality agreement.
Oh, is this
that
a good case?
Yeah, that would bar him from talking to the media about his time with the actor, according to TMZ. The man, Doug Goddard, claims Travolta's lawyer, Marty Singer, threatened a lawsuit against after the story was published.
Now, the National Enquirer has pictures of Travolta kissing his male nanny one time when he was about to take off in his plane. I don't know. I wonder if that's the same guy.
Well, it says it was a pilot for John Travolta, but...
Maybe it wasn't, but he has so many of these rumors and so many of these lawsuits. half the lawsuits aren't true, but people know he's very suable at the moment because Scientology is weak. So all the people who wanted to use him or sue him over time are starting to come out of the woodwork because they smell blood in the water.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, I remember reading a story a while back after his son passed away that he wanted to leave Scientology. I mean,
he's basically not doing it. I mean, what I should say is that he hasn't promoted Scientology in years. He goes to their annual events and he puts on his toupee and he looks nice, but he doesn't like do what Tom Cruise did a couple years ago, doing videos about how great it is or anything like that. Chances are he doesn't really want to have anything to do with it anymore, but he's been blackmailed because they have all the dirt on him because he's gay. So for instance, here in Hollywood, they have a big hotel called the Celebrity Center. It was made during the silent film era, gorgeous building. And mm-hmm. All the rooms in this hotel are bugged so that when the Scientologists stay there, they can hear everything every guest says and spy on them. And Travolta apparently had taken gay guys home with him to his hotel room in the Celebrity Center when he was staying here, when he'd be working on a movie. And since every room was bugged, they got audio of him having sex with guys. And this led them to build a special room called the John Travolta Suite, which has an extra big mirror on it, right in the front where he can look at himself all night long if he wants to. And, of course, there's a camera on the other side of that mirror. So now they have video footage of him having sex with guys. And if he ever tries to leave, that stuff will be leaked to the Internet. And he would hate that so much that he'd rather let his own kid die from lack of medical care than just come out of the closet, even though everybody knows he's gay. And like 6 months ago, Carrie Fisher said, "Oh, for God's sakes, John, just come out of the closet. We all know you're gay."
Oh, when you got Princess Leia up your ass, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Especially, well, I mean, the only thing worse than Carrie Fisher would be Margaret, what's her name? Margaret something from Superman?
Oh, yeah. Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder, there you go. Miss, I'm in the bushes. So, but why, in this day and age, what does he have to worry about? I mean,
that's the thing. He and Tom Cruise have been famous for so long, there really aren't that many stars from the 1980s that are still have viable careers here in Hollywood, and he's one of them. And so when he joined Scientology and became a star, it was like a different time, and now it's more open, but he's trapped in that period. And
I mean, wouldn't it help his career? I mean, it's like, oh, look, one of the big Hollywood royalty has now come out. You know, I'm pretty sure.
Smirking. People would stop laughing at him, you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't know about laughing or smirking. I mean, but, wouldn't that, then he could be part of that lobby, marriage equality and whatnot.
I've heard that both he and Travolta have donated. they've donated anonymously. We're not the only ones who can be anonymous. And I've heard that Cruz and Travolta have donated to gay causes here in town, like the Jeffrey Goodman Healthcare Clinic at the Gay Lesbian Center in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So they secretly sort of play both sides, and that's great. But on the other hand, I don't care. They are both closeted homosexuals who are suckering people into this bullshit so that more families can be destroyed and more money can get sucked out of them. And the amount of money they pulled out of these people is really amazing. The woman who's the voice of Bart Simpson, Cartwright,
right.
she gave them like $10 million. And it's like, that's 2 years' salary for her. And and her boyfriend, I can't remember his name at the moment, gave them so much money for a project called the Superpower Building. His name is Steve something. He gave him so much money, he didn't have enough money to run his own construction company anymore. And it was going bankrupt, and so he went to a bridge in Northern California one day and just jumped off it and killed himself. And it left Cartwright. She had like $400,000 worth of legal problems afterwards because she had co-signed business documents with him. Now that he was dead, she was liable for all that was wrong. And it's just another example of Scientology just using people up and spitting them out, and they commit suicide or they die of lung cancer. It goes on and on.
Yeah. We actually got a call from Vendetta from New York at 9. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
Cool. All right. Ben, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You're on with the Angry Gay Pope.
What's
That's
up?
Me.
How's it going, man?
Hey, I'm fine.
So, yeah.
Are you guys still doing raids over there?
Say that again.
Wow, that sounded wrong. I think he asked, are you guys still doing raids over there?
Oh, I thought he said rape.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said. I'm like, wait a minute, wait, what?
I really wish people were raiding more. We do a very occasional raids, but the anonymous movement here has been mostly abandoned except for me and a small number of other people. Like 90% of the people who were raiding in the beginning don't do it anymore.
So why is that? Why is the drop off?
It's terrible, especially since this is the town where there's more Scientology to protest than anywhere. I mean, all Southern California, Riverside, and San Bernardino, there's nothing but places to protest. And we have, like, the least protesters and the most reason to protest. But one of the reasons...
Yeah, it's kind of sucks.
One of the reasons...
Yeah, I wish go ahead.
One of the reasons protests went down was like just the simple reason that, you know, people get tired of it. But another major reason is, you know, the Scientologists went to people's homes and businesses and tried to get them fired. I know like two different instances where people's cats were killed, and especially online, they would just troll websites like whyweprotest.net, and there were moderators there, or in its old name, it was called interbulation.org. They're websites where protesters organized, and anyone who did anything was just hounded out of there and then had their accounts canceled. So it was really hard to organize on the internet, and the Scientologists saw us coming there a mile away because they were used to infiltrating the internet. And then other problems besides the infighting and this fair gaming was just that the economy collapsed, and, you know, if you don't have money for gas to get there, you can't go to a protest, or if you have to work, you have to work three part-time jobs just to get, you know, just to keep food on the table. You don't have time to protest. And the groundswell of things that started with Anonymous in America just sort of blossomed all over the world, and it formed here the Occupy, Wall Street Occupy LA protests. If you wanted to, you could now go downtown, and you didn't have to just protest Scientology. You could protest the man. So there were a whole bunch of different reasons why the protests went way down. Am I happy about it? No, definitely not.
Back in 2008, actually, a bunch of Scientology PIs were hounding me for a while. They sent people to my house, to my family's house. They sent people.
Did they have documents that seemed like terrorists?
Yeah, they did, like, C&Ds and all that stuff, you know, standard letters and all that shit. A lot of stuff.
And they went
here,
did they go to where you were working? Did they go to where you were working?
I was in college at the time, so. They could try. Nobody would give a fuck. But, what we ended up doing, like, they did this to a lot of us. They tried to get a friend of mine fired here also. And basically, our response was to use this as an excuse to be worse to them. I mean, I'm kind of proud to say that over here we didn't have a single person who was discouraged or scared into leaving by these threats.
Oh, that's
and
great.
What we saw that happened is after after we received all these CNDs, after we've continued protesting despite all their threats, their activity dropped off. After about a year of protest, Scientology doesn't try to fuck with us anymore. Yeah, they turtled up. They really seem to be trying to ignore us until we go away.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Which, isn't that fun, but it's working.
It's kind of what's happening here, too. Their numbers are down, and when something happens, they just shut everything down, and the police usually don't even show up now anymore.
Yeah. Over here, whenever we do a protest, we do monthly protests, and they put a truck, like a budget truck, they rent a big truck, and they put it in front of the building.
Right.
So... to try to, block the view of people
and
coming
out. You're not allowed to be in front of the building in New York, are you?
No, but, I mean, the cops don't care. So what we did was we rented our own truck and got there early and put it right in front of their building and put a big blown-up poster of us protesting on the other side of the truck so that
great.
When they come out the building, they can see it.
Oh, that's perfect. Stuff like that drives them insane when you penetrate their... bubble world,
yeah.
Says, you know, you can't handle us.
Get the fuck out of that.
Now, is their main location in New York? Katie Holmes is in a play just a block or so from the main Scientology location, correct?
Oh yeah, they are. I think it's All My Sons or something.
Yeah. So how many other locations does Scientology have in the New York area?
They have a Harlem org. Actually, we hit that once, and that was kind of fun. They also have
They opened. They just recently opened a school in Harlem.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They. I think they had a dedication like 2-3 weeks ago.
What was the name of the school? Is it Adelphi Academy?
I don't know. I guess they bought a big-ass warehouse. And back when we were raiding the Harlem morgue, it was like under renovation. So I think they're using that as a school.
Oh. Currently here in LA, I'm barely going near their schools because of a little altercation I had in Santa Monica where I deliberately got arrested. But I only have another 7 months on that restraining order, so it's almost gone. My last restraining order.
Oh. We're so scared of the angry gay Pope. We're so scared. He's going to come over here and call us so cute.
That's not what they're afraid of. They are afraid of David Miscavige seeing my video and the security people seeing my video. And if you don't do, like, get away from me, shut the door, and say nothing, that's what you should do. But people who talk to me and say things, like I just posted a video today where I said, what do you think of all this regging, all this fundraising? And the guy goes, boy, it's tough. You know, oh, is he going to get it for complaining about being bugged for money now? You know, I've had people get, one girl looked like she was sleep deprived when I saw her in court later. I've had people, I probably get pretty severely punished. And the great thing is that the punishment, the interrogations they give them, they have to pay for their own interrogations. So not only do they sit them down and they hassle them and try and explain why you just fucked up on that video based on your past lives, but they have to pay for it. So that's why
a bunch of bullshit.
That's why when you see in these videos, sometimes people come up to me and they make a U-turn and they walk right into busy traffic to get away from me. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved to get a non-Sparrow on here too, because that would, because he does a lot of good. He does a lot of good work too, and I mean, he's getting.
Yeah, we've rated before.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like a badass too. Yeah, he also
went into court a couple times with them.
Mm-hmm.
But his lawyer, my lawyer works for free and his doesn't, so it's very expensive for him.
Right. I mean, but it really seems like, Scientology is on the ropes. I mean, everyone knows.
Yeah. That was another reason people protested less here. It's like, they see which way the wind is blowing, you know. It's like communism collapsing right during Ronald Reagan's term, and everybody knows it's happening except the people inside. But even now, the people inside are finally, like, waking up, because I've seen buses that were – they ordered four too many buses for this last event, and they were all empty. I've heard stories that they're driving empty buses around in England. A guy named Radio Paul was protesting in Washington, and he said, we can't find any Scientologists to protest. They're becoming an endangered species. And people like John Travolta and Tom Cruise are just going to get caught with their pants down. I hate to say that. But even worse, when it goes under, out here in L.A., Scientology's had 50 years to hook up with the sleaziest, most greedy, corrupt politicians and other figures. So when it goes down and the secret documents come out, so many politicians and other people are going to get caught having done something terrible or taken stolen money from them or something like that. When the Scientologists go down, there's just going to be so much dirt that gets thrown to the surface when that tree collapses.
Do you think they're actually going to collapse like that? I mean, they have a lot of staying power in terms of money and real estate. I mean, they're not hurting, you know, that much. So they're going to get destroyed and they're going to have to sell their buildings.
No, I mean, it seems like that. But the thing is, if you want to get religious, a church is not a building. A church is its parishioners. A church is the people. And when they run out of people, then they have to end up spending money to hire outside private investigators and outside lawyers. Yeah.
We actually saw that, because I think this was like 2 years ago, Vendetta. Remember when they were going after Anand Katie?
Oh, yeah.
That private investigator, just because she had a jacket?
Mm-hmm. Jacket. Yeah, because we got a bunch of their shit. We got a bunch of shirts that say IAS and Dianetics on them. We got all of their gear. Then we put it on, and we started handing out modified Dianetics cards with the shit on the back.
Great.
Let me put that shit in chat. I got it's a really good video. It's up on motherfuckery.org. Let's see.
A lot of websites for you guys to go to. Go to motherfuckery.org, angrygaypope.com. And while you're doing that, I saw on your videos you're promoting iScientology.com. I mean,
.org. iScientology.org, yes.
Is there anything good about Scientology?
Oh, absolutely not at all. I'm just trying to fool them and slice the organization into smaller pieces.
I think there is something good. I mean, the one thing that's good about Scientology is that they're really fun to fuck with.
They are. Oh, okay. They have the thinnest skin. They get upset so easily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just love...
villain. They're a great villain because they're powerful. They've killed people. They own lots of stuff. Like, you know, like the end of a James Bond movie, you always go to the giant lair where the villain owns this humongous thing and it blows up at the end. They're just that bad. But they're also hilariously comical and incompetent. And it's just so funny that their own beliefs make them act stupid. They're like, if you saw the movie Superman, they're like, you know, Otis and Lex Luthor at the same time. They're just so buffoonish. My lawyer calls them the Keystone Cult, the way they constantly shoot themselves in the foot and do other dumb things.
Right. You know, there's an anti-Scientology video game that...
Oh, that.
Yeah, I mean, this was actually...
It's not a game yet. It's a video that they want to make into a game, I think.
Oh.
But they're money to finish it.
Yeah, this was reported by the LAist, I guess, which is a version of the Gothamist, which would, yeah. So, that Donna goes, have you ever wanted to uncover the secrets of the Church of Scientology? Not really. An Australian-based transmedia production company apparently has, but they're going to make you work for the answers by forcing you to play a computer game. Using modern forms of technology for storytelling, Elevator Entertainment's latest story, The Source, is an anti-Scientology social commentary in the form of a game. The game summary is posted on the company's Indiegogo page, as is the below video. The Source is a mission-based action game that follows Pete and his best friend, best mate Hannah, who have just joined the church. You need to help them climb the ranks of the church as fast as you can to help them uncover the organization's secrets. As they progress through the game, Pete and Hannah will unlock new skills and abilities while searching for evidence of the church's secrets. You will need to avoid pitfalls and obstacles that will block their paths and drain their powers. Succeed and you will cross the Bridge of Enlightenment and unlock great powers for Pete and Hannah. Fail and they will never be seen again. Currently crowdfunding for the project, Elevator notes that the members of the project have asked to remain anonymous for fear of retribution from the church.
Oh, they're too worried.
And Tom Cruise. The game will first be released for Windows, will be a 2D action platform game in the vein of the popular Metroid and Castlevania classics, according to the fundraising page. It is all pretty old school, but the message is not. So far, Elevator has raised over $300 of its $45,000 goal.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. But I saw the video. It's very cute. You have Tom Cruise jumping on a couch, and you have to keep coughing up money to go up to higher levels, of course.
Wow. So, I mean...
But anyway, you were going to ask me about iScientology.org and why was I promoting it. That's a separate Scientology website that's trying to create a breakaway group of Scientologists. And so in order to get this organization...
Is this the free zone thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I don't know if they call themselves the Free Zone, but there's like more than one of these breakaway groups now, and this is one of them, iScientology.org. And it's kind of like once they break away from David Miscavige and then they go to iScientology.org instead, eventually they kind of lose interest in it and they don't be Scientologists anymore. So it's kind of like they're a bunch of heroin addicts and I'm trying to get them on methadone so that at least that's not quite as bad as heroin and eventually maybe we can get them drug free someday.
Stupid shit. It's just a matter of, you know, they're not supporting growth organization as much.
Right. Yeah. As someone who has dealt with
methadonians, they're the most annoying fucking people on the planet.
Why is that?
Oh God! They fall asleep on their goddamn feet. They're freaking whiny little bitches. They're just like, oh, I want a sandwich. I'm like, well, dude, the sandwich is in 2 hours. I want one now.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, God,
I mean,
Jesus.
I assume they look kind of ghastly with sunken eyes or arms covered with sores or something.
Yeah, Jesus. You just want to punch them in the face.
So this iScientology.org thing, I go down there and start spouting off about that. They absolutely can't stand it. It's as if I walked into the Vatican and I said, hey, everybody, have you heard about Protestantism? It's cheaper and there's no Pope, you know.
Yeah.
That is not what the Pope wants people to hear in the Vatican. And so as long as I say things that they don't want to bring up in court, I can do almost whatever I want within the law and not get sued because, you know, they've sued me 4 times already. But as long as I say things they don't want to hear in court and they don't want to talk about, I'm okay.
All right. Well, let's get into your video, Stupid Things Scientologists Say, the short, less gay version.
Yes, it's one of my most popular.
Yeah, I actually broke it up into 8 parts so that way we could discuss each clip.
Just one sentence in this video. I submitted that sentence to a bunch of ex-Scientologists and said, what does it mean? They went on for like 3 internet message board pages trying to figure out what it meant, and they still weren't exactly sure. So, okay, go ahead.
All righty, let's do this.
It's not. All arbitraries are canceled.
Oh, wait, that's not it.
That's the one.
Yo, Louis, I'm going to take off. I got a fucking report to finish up, so I'll see you later.
All right. Okay, sweetie. Miss you.
Take care, guys.
Oh, my God, you people all talk so funny.
Motherfucker.org, remember that shit. Bye.
Okay, later, Sugar Tush. That's Vendetta, New York Anon, motherfuckery.org. All right, here it is, part one.
Actually, when I came to Flag, it completely unbugged my case. I had been stalled for, I think, like 4 years. And then I came here, and it just completely, completely unraveled my case.
Due to my dynamic sort-out rundown, it just set me up.
Okay.
Due to my dynamic sort-out rundown, it just set me up. That is how Scientologists talk when they think there are only other Scientologists around and everybody is totally indoctrinated and has already given gobs of money. So they never show people like that on TV commercials you'll see on regular network television. Like they've advertised on American Idol last year, for instance. You'll never see people talk that gibberish on mainstream ads because they don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, I mean, they've been advertising in the free ads paper, are you feeling stress? Come to Scientology, the Church of Scientology, and get yourself sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I got to go there?
You'd think with their amazing powers, they could just do it in their minds wherever you are, but no.
Yeah. Alrighty, here's the second clip.
It's a very theta environment.
A theta environment.
Yes. A theta means soul. So when he's saying that the place he's in is a theta environment, that means it's very relaxing, soulful. People care about you. People care about your humanity, that kind of thing. That's what he means, I think. But they come up with different words for everything in order to sound like they're more important than they are. So they don't say soul. I mean, every religion in the world that speaks English calls it a soul. They call it theta to be different. And love. Every religion in the world that speaks English talks about love. And they call it affinity. And that just makes them seem more different, like they have some secret knowledge no one else has. In a way, internet geeks in Anonymous do the same thing with their many kooky phrases and weird words and LOL. That's also another sort of secret language that makes you feel like you're part of a special group.
Alrighty. And here's part three.
The Expanded Advanced Organization has tripled the number of Class 9 auditors. Flag is making more Golden Age of Tech OTs than ever before.
And oh my God.
And as the home of Solnauts, Flag is now producing OT7 completions on an almost daily basis. A state that has never existed before in this or any other universe. Solnauts auditors are auditing themselves to cause over life.
Cause over life.
And all of a sudden you see that shifting, you know, that equilibrium is shifting and you're getting more and more cause. And you see things in life and then it becomes a game. It's like, oh, there's something to handle. There's an out point, no longer. And then you know you're cause over life.
Yes, I am cause over life. Start.
Out in can snarl up all other auditing.
We pause for a second.
Well, can't it really pause, but okay.
Oh. See, we're about to get to that sentence that takes about 2 hours to explain what she says, and it's going to take me half an hour just to explain the last 30 seconds. But what you were hearing there was more Scientologists talking about how Scientology helps them get in control of things. So when she says there's something to handle, there's an out point, no longer, that's when you know your cause over life. And what she's saying is that Scientology gives her the skills to handle life's problems or outpoints and help her to be in control of her life, which is what cause over life means. And earlier in that clip, you also heard from Debbie Cook, a woman who eventually left Scientology, but she was the one who was babbling about how they have created more talk therapists now than at any other time in this or any other universe.
They have to pay for their own
talk therapy. Yeah, they have to pay for all that. They have to pay to learn how to be a talk therapist. They have to pay for all the talk therapy. It doesn't matter how famous you are or how rich you are. You don't get any freebies. It's like they demand payment every time. Okay, go ahead and keep playing.
All right, it has to start from the beginning because for some reason I don't have a way to...
The Expanded Advance Organization has tripled the number of Class 9 auditors. FLAG is making more Golden Age of Tech OTs than ever before. And as the home of solo knots, FLAG is now producing OT7 completions on an almost daily basis. A state that has never existed before in this or any other universe. Solonauts auditors are auditing themselves to cause over life.
Cause over life.
And all of a sudden you see that shifting, you know, that equilibrium is shifting and you're getting more and more cause. And you see things in life and then it becomes a game. It's like, oh, there's something to handle. There's an out point, no longer. And then you know, cause over life.
Yes, I am cause over life. Start.
Out in can snarl up all other auditing until it's handled. One can fixably go into things on any dynamic to very unhappy results. The Infodynamics rundown resolves all manifestations of out-int on all dynamics.
Golden Age of Tech word clearers, cramming officers, and ethics officers are set up to handle whatever you need. Every supervisor has completed the FLAG-only professional metering course and has an RTC pass on solar metering drills. They speak English.
They speak English.
So that was like the most complicated part of the video when she says that the Int by Dynamics rundown resolves all manifestations of out Int on all dynamics. And we were all saying, wait, what does she say? One can fixedly go into things on any dynamic. Does this mean this or does this mean that? And finally, after like three pages, I have just barely an idea of what she's saying when she says the Int by Dynamics rundown resolves all manifestations of out Int on all dynamics. What she means is if you take a course that you can only get in Florida called the Int by Dynamics rundown, then this expensive course will resolve everything wrong with your life at all levels, from the most basic, the dynamic number one, which is like you, to dynamic number eight, which is like the entire universe and God and even things we don't know about. And so that entire messed up giant sentence she's saying, it's just another way of saying our courses will help you if you come to Florida. Except it just takes them much, much, much longer to say it.
Yeah. Have you seen that? I'm on Twitter right now, and something that's trending about Scientology is this documentary. Looks like it's by the Canadian Broadcasting System. Scientology, The X-Files.
I think they're working on one of those. I'm not sure if it's out now or not.
It's actually out now because from what I'm seeing, people have watched it.
It's like a couple of my video pieces have shown up in documentaries in Australia, Germany, and France. Finally, other countries are getting on the bandwagon of doing these documentaries. And you know what they find out? Wow, people are curious about it because no one talks about it. So it's not a story you've heard of before. But you've heard of Tom Cruise before and John Travolta and Kirstie Alley and all these people. And foreign countries are getting good ratings doing these documentaries where, in America, almost no one will do anything.
Well, I mean, and Anderson Cooper, that cutie, that stub muffin.
He's adorable for a guy who did a terrible show on Scientology and who.
Well, he is ex-CIA, so I mean.
Ex-CIA?
Yeah.
He used to work for the CIA?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. Really?
I mean, that's one. Well, I mean, that's part of the conspiracy as well.
Come on,
yeah.
His mother was Gloria Vanderbilt, and she took her family's good name and put it on every pair of jeans in America. That's the only thing they've done was like Anderson Cooper's thing or a few other things. And that Anderson Cooper thing was very timid and nothing new about it. And CNN took a 45-minute story, and they chopped it up into pieces, and they showed it all week in little pieces to fluff it up and make it longer. And every day they added another intro and another outro, until eventually, but I didn't have time to watch it every day. And I'm not surprised at all that CNN has got such terrible ratings, especially when Anderson Cooper is supposed to be their flagship guy. And that kind of shoddy journalism was what they were doing over a story that it's like a big deal. And Time Magazine, their owner had been sued horribly by them before. And I remember him bragging during that story about how much work they put into it. And I thought, work you put into it? Don't be ridiculous. Don't get me started on that little cue.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, goodness. All right. So let's get to the number, part three.
Tech is fully in these course rooms. If that student ever slows down, it's meter checks, spot checks, or suit two-way comm until he's fully FNing again.
More than 70 Class 9 NOTS auditors set up.
Okay.
Now, in that part, you hear you hear one guy especially bragging about, we're set up to handle whatever you need with soup checks and soup two-way comms and make sure you're FNing again. And what he's saying is that, like, when they hook you up to an e-meter, this device that they use to supposedly read your thoughts, when they hook you up to this e-meter and something goes wrong, we can send you to ethics where they will enforce the rightness, or we can send you to the word clearer who will tell you what a word means, or we can send you to the cramming officer who basically crams Scientology down your throat when you don't want to hold anymore. So the guy in that little clip is bragging about how there's everyone there to help you with your talk therapy, but what he's really saying is there's all kinds of people here to tell you what to do and yell at you and cram information in your head and you know, basically indoctrinate you and force you to learn these things.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next clip.
Right.
Your next step.
I just had a thought. Yeah, I mean, I actually went through this e-meter thing that they
did
give
you
me these two.
Test?
Yeah, they Scientologists used to set up a table in the New York City subway.
Yeah, with a red tablecloth, and they put it somewhere busy.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, and the chick was cute, so
they're usually very attractive young people, and like I call them Hubbard whores because they're here on Hollywood Boulevard, and they will just grab any straight guy they see walking by and throw him into that chair, and before you know it, this beautiful girl is flirting with him and saying, "Here, hold my cans." Sure.
Yeah, I mean that's how it happened with me, and this was like years ago. They don't do this anymore, I think, because
people here in both New York and Hollywood probably bug them. I know every time I would see a stress test table, I would interbulate them, as it's called, and eventually it just gets very demoralizing for them. They're supposed to be selling, you know, like 10 copies of Dianetics an hour or whatever, and they maybe sell one in a day, and people hassle them or ignore them. And the vast majority of people that they give the little religious ceremony to with the e-meter, which they call stress test, the vast majority of these people just walk away.
Yeah. Because I mean, they were asking me questions, and for some reason,
tell me about a memory in your life that was very important or whatever. And then when you do that, you kind of squeeze the cans a little bit, and it causes the needle on their machine to jiggle. And then they immediately announce, you see that jiggle? That's stress.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, she asked me, think of something that upsets you.
Right, in your memory, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and I didn't have to say anything, but, you know, it's like, you see, oh, it must have been a really bad memory. Why don't you tell me what it is? And I'm like, no.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You're flunk. Start over. See, what they're doing there is basically giving you some free talk therapy. And if you were a lonely little old lady that just got off the subway to going home to your empty room, having someone sit down and say, "Tell me about something sad that happened to you," you know, it's very appealing.
Yeah, I mean, at the end, I ended up trying to get her number, and she's like, "No."
No.
And I'm
no.
like, "Oh, oh, all right. Well, then, fuck
Believe
yourself.
Me, you don't want to date them. If she was in the Sea Org, you can't date her. And if she's not in the Sea Org, she's a fucking Scientologist. You don't want to date those lunatics."
Well, I mean, this was before I even knew what Scientologist was.
Oh,
I mean,
right,
it's just,
right. I see what's going on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just saw a hot chick, and she's calling me over, and I was like, "Ah, pretty girl."
Yes, exactly. If you Google sexy Scientology, half my videos come up with these beautiful women. There's a small number of also really handsome young guys. A lot of times they're the children of Scientologists, and so they were raised in it. And there's not a lot you can say to them that can convince them that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, like Christy Alley's kid.
Yeah, he's a Scientologist. I met him during the opening of her weight loss store here in Hollywood. It was in East Hollywood. And he's not a vocal Scientologist or whatever. Just, he just is one. And when he was asked about it, he just gave it lip service, which is what they do. Like Beck is another one. He's a musician, famous musician.
Yeah.
And he's a Scientologist, but he really doesn't. He isn't. He's a Scientologist in name only. These people only say that they are Scientologists so that they can continue to speak to their relatives.
Wow.
If he was to like not, if he was to even waver slightly on camera about Scientology and like give a shrug, it's like, take it or leave it, he'd get in big trouble. And although Tom Cruise is still able to see his relatives when they leave, most celebrities won't be allowed.
Okay. Well, let's get to the next one.
It's not. All arbitraries are canceled. Your next step is Ned for OTs.
If you were to add up all the job-related upsets you've had just this lifetime, and then multiply that by countless lifetimes, that's a lot of charge.
Often you hear pre-OTs say they blew more charge in one short session of knots than whole intensives of lower bridge auditing. As more knots cases confronted, the outright miracles of LRH Tech happen more than ever before.
Here at FLAG, we train auditors. Auditors who are flubless, flawless.
I became flubless, flawless.
I've never experienced the multitude, the density of winds of cognitions, and I see it, trace it completely to the standardness, the simplicity.
Then comes the handling, and this is where the cramming officer steps in. He'll find the right outness and come up with the exact handling needed, whatever you need to become a perfect auditor. Then you are ready to audit, and audit, and audit, hours and hours.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, for free. Do it for free.
On every rundown, which was, that was a first for me. So it was just like, she's like, the auditor would say, "Well, your TA is floating." I'm like, oh, wow.
Only at FLAG can you receive the one series of rundowns in Scientology that produces the specific need of stable exteriorization.
Wow. What the hell?
Now, that's a long stretch of just pure gobbledygook. But what they're doing is they're bragging again about how their Clearwater, Florida talk therapists are so talented that they are flubless and flawless. Well, like right away, when someone is promising that something is flawless, you should like say, "I've never seen a flawless anything in my life." This video clip that we're playing audio from is a promotion to try and get people to go to Florida and take very expensive courses. And so they're bragging that their talk therapists are the best in the world. And one of the most interesting things that one of the women says is that, just remember all the job-related upsets you've had just this lifetime. Multiply that times countless lifetimes, and that's a lot of charge. It shows you that the Scientologists believe in reincarnation, and like all the problems you've had in this life, it's actually piling up from the problems you've had in previous lives in the Middle Ages and stuff like that. And they believe that when you die, you're reincarnated in another person's body, and I guess immediately, and you don't know that you have all of these burdens from previous lives, but the Scientology teaches you that eventually you can go back in time and experience these lives and learn who you used to be. It's called having control of the whole track. And actor Jason Begay got in a car accident, and he said to them, "You told me I wouldn't get in car accidents anymore." And the reason they told him that was because if you're about to get into a car accident, you can just go back in time 30 seconds and then make sure the accident doesn't happen. So,
well, speaking about that, I mean, there's apparently John Travolta healed somebody from a car crash.
Yeah, that happened recently. He also did a touch assist on actor Marlon Brando one time. The touch assist is where they like touch you in certain places. That doesn't sound good. No, a Scientology touch assist is when they touch you a certain way, and it supposedly will help the healing process. When in really, it's just the placebo effect, where like, you know, if I tell you you feel better and I brush your hair, you kind of feel better. And he gave a touch assist to somebody, and gave a touch assist to Marlon Brando, who'd hurt his leg when they met at a party one time, and everybody at the party is like, "What the fuck is this?" They've even gone down to Haiti, and they said, "Oh, we're going to help these poor people in Haiti after their terrible earthquake," and you know they're down there giving them idiotic touch assists and poking them. It's just ridiculous.
"Look, I am hungry. Why the hell are you touching me? I just want a fucking sandwich. What the fuck is your problem?"
Exactly.
These Haitians don't give a fuck. They'll kick ass. I know this. It's like...
Because you're from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, pretty much.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion.
Well, okay, if you're going to sing songs about Puerto Rico, let's just get this... Let's get this one out the way.
You can be a nerd and talk about Superman movies, and I can be a fag and talk about West Side Story.
Well, that's where that's from?
That's West Side Story.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I take back that part about you being cute.
Oh.
Puerto Rico. What's happening? Hold on. Something's happened.
Wabbit. Wabbit. Damn it. Why? Well, I just lost my cute status. Oh, well. Now Buddha's no longer in me. My day's ruined. The angry gay Pope doesn't think I'm cute anymore.
So many people have put that on t-shirts.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
Still feeling terrible, huh?
Yeah, I know. Damn. All right, let's get to the next one, the next clip of your video. Again, if you want to, please subscribe to him, youtube.com/TheEndOfScientology, AngryGayPope.com, Motherfuckery.org, and where were we up to? The 8-second clip? Let me see.
Your next step is OT4. And if you're OT4, your next step on the bridge.
Your next OT4. I mean, what is an OT and why is, I mean, how much does it cost?
An OT is an operating Thetan. So the word the word Thetan means your soul. And eventually, when you've spent a lot of money in a couple years, you become an operating Thetan. You reach the level of OT, which is like a pretty high level in Scientology. Most people quit after a course or two. But some people, like John Travolta, have gone way up into the OTs, and the OTs go from like 1 to 8. And an OT.
Oh, hold on. We got another call from New York City.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a call from New York City.
Hey, Lou, what's going on?
Hey. What's up? Who's this? Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I just called to tell Angry Bait Gopher that I'm thrilled that he thinks so little of Anderson Cooper's show.
Oh, good. Oh, don't get me started on him. Anderson Cooper should keep his like shirt open and his mouth closed, if you ask me. But anyhow,
that show was terrible.
They sucker you into watching it for a whole week just to get like a brief story.
The only part that was good was the last night when they had the wives on, who all claimed that the guys were lying.
Yeah, that's what I heard of people who saw the whole thing. I didn't see the whole thing, but they did say the final show, they come out like the Stepford Wives, you know, and like zombies. And that's a typical tactic that they will take the Scientologists who are still in and use them as weapons against the Scientologists who've left.
Absolutely. And so, I love these clips you're playing because you're making me blow a lot of charge.
Well, there you go. What you need is a charge rag by the side of your bed that you can mop up excess charge.
Nice. With a squeegee. All right, so hey, let's get to this next clip then.
Is knots. All arbitraries are canceled. Your next step is Ned for OTs.
If you were to add up all the job-related upsets,
I think we heard this one already.
Just this lifetime.
Oh, we did. Okay.
That's the one where she's talking about the countless lifetimes.
So yeah. I mean, is it true that they make these guys sign like a 10 billion-year contracts?
Oh, 10 billion years? That's preposterous. No one would sign a 10 billion-year contract. It's only 1 billion years.
Oh.
Yes, when you join the C organization, you sign a contract that some Scientologists say is just a formality or something. But no, it's a billion-year contract, and you're going to die. So how do you fulfill a contract like that? Well, you die, get reincarnated, rediscover Scientology, join their C organization priesthood again, spend a few more years helping them, die again, reincarnate, discover Scientology again, come back again, and supposedly you're supposed to do this until like a billion years are all added up, and like so they believe in this reincarnation so badly, but nobody ever comes back and says I was reincarnated and now I'm back to fulfill the next stage of my contract. No one ever says that.
Or they do reincarnate and they realize, wow, this was just complete bullshit, and they just become Mormons.
Well, you're usually born into Mormonism, but I guess that's possible. But like, what if the great leader L. Ron Hubbard reincarnated into the body of a little fat black girl? I mean, do you think some fat little black girl who is going to wander in there?
L. Ron Hubbard is now precious.
Yes, it's like that. Do you think they would fall for that? No, they wouldn't do that. So no one ever comes back and says, I'm reincarnated. And yet they still continue to believe in reincarnation. And they will even tell people in talk therapy, they will tell people, you are the reincarnation of Julius Caesar. But do not tell anyone, because they will not understand and they'll just be jealous. So you get all these people walking around in the back of their head thinking they're the reincarnation of Julius Caesar, and it only costs them $200 an hour for talk therapy to tell them that.
Nice. I wish I was the fuck it, I got nothing. My next clip.
You're not feeling well.
Make that person
no,
sick.
I'm not.
I'm stable.
I'm a sick boy. What the
hell? Greatest strides ever made in planetary clearing. Their application of the tech penetrate virtually every society of man.
Utter certainty of your personal immortality.
Your personal immortality. Never in the history of Scientology have so many moved into the OT band. Of all the adventures on the whole track, none compare to the ultimate prize of spiritual freedom.
All right.
She was held captive for months. Trying to escape Scientology, and that woman was just talking about the spiritual freedom it gave her. So it's all a complete lie. And here at the end of the video, you can hear just by the music that it's the end of the video. You realize what they're really talking about is your eternal life. It's the same thing any other religion does. They want to explain what will happen when you die and how they can help you control your entire lifetimes from the beginning of the universe until far into the future, not just this puny life we're living through right now. And according to the Scientology scriptures, if you follow them, they will give you the power to do that. So, you know, the movie Star Wars starts with, it was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Well, the Scientologists believe that you could have been Luke Skywalker back then, and then you just reincarnated and your soul has hopped through the different planets and now you're on Earth. They actually believe that that's what's going on. And so the end of that video there is trying to convince people to go to Clearwater to take these expensive courses that will give them the kind of eternal salvation that other religions promise for free.
Wow. I mean, how bad did that that now famous South Park episode, like, fuck them?
Oh, I'm sure they were very angry, and they went through the garbage of the people Matt Parker and Trey Stone, who made South Park, they went through their garbage and they went through the garbage of some of their friends looking for dirt on them. They went through the garbage of actor John Stamos and his wife, Rebecca Romijn Stamos, but they ended up not pursuing anything. If they had done anything, it would have just drawn attention to them. And, you know, I call myself the Angry Gay Pope, so they can't get me fired from my job for exposing that I'm gay. And Matt Parker and Trey Stone, they showed up at the Oscars in dresses, so, you know, they have no shame. They can't,
yeah, exactly.
They can't be humiliated either. They'll just make fun of the humiliation. So the Scientologists wisely decided to not do anything. But that caused problems for Paramount because Tom Cruise is the star of the Mission Impossible series, which is a big Paramount property. And South Park is part of Comedy
Ghost
Central.
Ghost Protocol sucked.
Oh, was it no good? I went to see the first one. I went to see the first one, and it didn't make much sense. And the second one made even less sense, so I quit watching them.
Yeah, I saw Ghost Protocol because the girl I was dating, she wanted to go see it, and I fell asleep.
That's really bad when an action movie puts you to sleep.
I was like, this is, and then now Tom Cruise has his other movie coming out. I saw the previews for, and you know, with the previews, they try to make it look good by putting the best parts.
Of course.
When I saw this, what's his name? Jack Reacher is the name of the movie. Yeah. I was like, ain't this some bullshit? This motherfucker, like, if Tom Cruise tried to cut...
He's playing another super macho guy, super intense guy. He can't even play regular characters anymore. He can just play cartoonish versions of himself that are all, you know, super intense and all that kind of thing.
Like, I could, like, I mean, if Tom Cruise was to come up to me and say, I'm going to kick ass, I'm going to die laughing.
Yeah, especially since that Jack Reacher character is bigger than me. I'm 6'2", 210, and this Jack Reacher is supposed to be this hulking 6'5" strong man, and you know, Tom Cruise is really tiny. I know that when Nicole Kidman divorced him, she said, now I can wear high heels again.
Wow. I mean, I know we were talking earlier about,
Kate Middleton.
No, not Kate Middleton. What the fuck? Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, her show, Dead Accounts, it's not good. Not doing well.
It's not doing well. Oh, your fault. That's Broadway for you. That's showbiz. Poor. She will have to slink back home to her $25 million in liquor wounds, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. She. The only Katie Holmes movie I ever liked was The Gift, and, you know, it's because you saw her titters. Her tenors. So I'm a sick boy. I'm a sicky boy.
Multiple levels tonight.
Yeah. So yeah, here's the last one, part 8, and
you'll find at the top of the gray chart.
Yeah, that's the ending.
That's the ending. So yeah, I mean, what else? Oh, goodness, I had a whole bunch of questions, and I should have wrote them down, and I'm a dickhead for not writing them down.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jesus.
Let's talk about Katie Holmes a little bit. I don't feel really sorry for her. I feel sorry for her daughter, but I don't feel sorry for people like Katie Holmes or Nicole Kidman. They kind of got what they deserved. It's terrible to say, but, you know, when you marry Tom Cruise, you better become a Scientologist, and that's the way it works. And the fact that they married him just to become more famous, pretty much, is just really sad that they're the kind of people who would have children as a publicity stunt. And so, yeah, I'm happy that Katie's gone, but do I think Katie's a good person because of it? No, I don't think Katie's a good person. I think she had a baby as a publicity stunt, and then when she became a mom, she realized, wow, I love this baby so much, it's almost more important than my career, and now I want out of this, and I'm sick of being handled all the time. Handle is a word that Scientologists use all the time, and they have these people called handlers, which, what do? They handle you. If I'm a protester, they come out and try and make you go away. And if you're Katie Holmes, they follow you everywhere and watch everything you do. And her handler, Jessica Feshbach was her name, she ended up getting sick with cancer. Not like what you've got, the sniffles. I mean, this girl had cancer.
Right.
And they said that might have been one reason that Katie Holmes decided to get divorced then, because her handler got cancer and kind of dropped out. So Katie had a little bit more personal freedom, that she wasn't being watched absolutely every second. She had enough time to get someone else to buy her a cell phone so that she could communicate with the outside world under someone else's cell phone account, and she wouldn't have her cell phone listened to. Like, my cell phone records are regularly listened to, and they go down the list of who I've called. I know this for a fact because they would find other Scientology protesters through people calling me. And one time, about 6 months ago, I dated this hot little Asian guy for like 2 weeks. And it was a nice date, but then he suddenly announces on our last date that, oh, my old boyfriend is moving back to America, and he's going to live with me, so I'm not going to date you anymore. And I was like, well, why did you date me for these 2 weeks anyway, then, if you knew he was coming?
Damn.
But he, this guy, he told, I told him.
What a bitch.
Yeah, I told this cute little Asian guy that I protest Scientology, and he goes, oh, I went and I took one of their courses once, and then I never stopped getting junk mail. I had to move to another state, and it finally went away. And I said, yeah, that's what they do. They'll bury you in junk mail. And he said, but finally it was gone. Well, within 2 weeks of me talking to him on the phone, he began getting Scientology junk mail again. And out of the blue, that is like not a coincidence. And now, so that's my revenge on him, I guess, is that he and his boyfriend could live together in their pile of Scientology junk mail. But obviously, what happened was they put two and two together, and even though his phone number may have changed, they looked him up and found out who he was, and they said, oh, he's on our list. He's done courses, blah, blah, blah. And then it's off to the junk mail hell again.
Wow. So what I just learned that
if you called me today on the phone, they know that now.
Oh well, good thing I used good thing I called you through Skype.
Oh, there you go. If you spoof a number or something like that, it's harder.
Yeah, I mean but what I just learned now is wow, gay dudes can be such bitches.
Oh like, yes.
Damn. Oh yeah. Goodness. Wow, even gay dudes have the same problem I do.
Huh. Oh, it's terrible. I can't find a guy in this town who'll go on a second date. They're all so messed up, you know, from being raised by Catholics and Mormons and crazy Scientologists and their horrible attitudes. I mean, even if I said, would you like to get married? That's illegal in California. And if something's illegal, it must be bad. So you know, if you're raised your whole life thinking that two men being married is illegal and wrong, when you grow up and you want to date, man, you have a horrible psychological problem. And groups like the Scientologists exploit that. It's not a coincidence that here in Hollywood is the home of both Scientology and the pornography industry, because they're both feeding off people who are messed up.
Yeah, when they legalize gay marriage here in New York, I tweeted that I said, see, New York gay dudes are a lot tougher than West Coast gay dudes.
It's ridiculous. People in Iowa are kicking our ass with gay. You can get married in Iowa a couple of years ago. All we can do here in LA is smoke weed.
and even that's going to start changing soon because like over 50% of the population wants to legalize pot. But that's besides the point. We're talking about Scientology.
Right.
So
Scientology hates marijuana and all other psychiatric drugs, except cigarettes, because their leader, L. Ron Hubbard, smoked, and he said if you don't smoke enough, you could get cancer. So smoke away, gang. And smoke insanely.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with some of that with it when it comes to psychiatric drugs, because a lot of those drugs mess you up worse than the actual illness. Prozac like really fucks your head up.
For some people, like one of the reasons I can do what I do is because I take Effexor, which is a drug that's similar to Prozac. But for some people, these can be life-saving drugs, and for other people, it makes them want to kill themselves. So you have to have these drugs administered along with talk therapy, and the psychiatrist has to follow what you're doing. You know, are you feeling okay? And the Scientologists, they see all that as a threat, and they want all the money. They don't want psychiatrists or the drug industry to get that money. So yeah, psychiatrists in the past and the drug industry have done bad things sometimes, like electroshock therapy. But their answers are still better than Scientology's answers. Scientology they don't have any answers. They just have a museum on Sunset Boulevard, the Museum of Psychiatric Death.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to defend Scientology. I'm just saying you know, a lot of
They have a point sometimes. Sometimes psychiatrists and the drug companies can do bad things, and that's what they use. They use like a little kernel of truth, and then they mix their evil lies into it. Just like the demon in The Exorcist mixed the truth with lies to confound them.
Right. Right.
I'm kind of the opposite of I picture myself as an opposite demon. For instance, this latest series of videos I'm doing, I digitally throw up on various people in this green tube vomit. Yeah, I throw up on a lady in a wheelchair, a guard, an elderly woman, and I kind of picture myself as the opposite of a demon from The Exorcist, because a demon from The Exorcist burst out of hell and then it hassles people in the real world to make them not want to believe in a caring God. But I'm the opposite. I'm a demon in hell who's here to torture the people who are already burning alive. So these people are already in Scientology hell, and I just take my pitchfork and shove it up their asses.
Well, there you go. So I mean, what is your main goal? I mean,
my goal is the same goal as Anonymous's originally stated intent, which is the dismantling of the Church of Scientology in its present form, and that's what's happening. You're seeing it breaking into pieces. You're seeing fewer and fewer people helping out, and eventually it's going to be these big empty buildings. I mean, you look at some of these Catholic churches. Like when I was going to Catholic school as a kid, they made us go to church like twice a week just to fill the pews, because there was only like a handful of little old people in the church almost every day except Sunday. And that's pretty much what's happening to Scientology, is like things are shrinking, closing, and eventually it's just going to be a lot of big buildings that are mostly empty and have security guards that are not Scientologists. They're just paid to work there. And David Miscavige, nevertheless, is sitting on a giant pile of money. They say he has about $2 billion.
So, I mean, what do you think happened to his wife? I mean, why has she been missing for 5 years?
His wife, Shelley Miscavige, they were friends with Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. And I heard that when Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise went on their honeymoon, cult leader David Miscavige went with them. It's like they already had gay rumors between the two of them. And so, like, when you go on your friend's honeymoon with them, that's just going to, like, fan more gay rumors. And apparently His wife, Shelley Miscavige, was very angry that he went on their honeymoon with them. She hadn't been heard from since. And they think she's being held captive in either Riverside, San Bernardino, or some other secret location. They have a bunch of people who wanted to leave Scientology and were too important to leave. And so they threw them in something called The Hole, where they were made to sleep on the floor and eat gruel and... one guy was forced to lick a bathroom floor for half an hour as a punishment. You know, crazy punishments from the cult leader, who's nuts himself. So she's missing. A bunch of other people are missing. And the government in Riverside has been told about it over and over again. They won't do anything about it. So the Scientologists basically have a prison system of their own outside the legal system, in which they can just do whatever they want. And it wasn't until a newspaper in Florida, it was the St. Petersburg Times, did a story on these people and the horrible places they're kept, that I heard now they don't have to sleep on the floor and they get to eat real food, but they're still held prisoner in sort of a confinement box.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about these, like, these prisons, these, like, slave camps that they have.
Yes.
I mean, there was a story that I heard that the Church of Scientology is looking for, like, a replacement wife for Tom Cruise.
Right.
And apparently there was this this is all rumor. I don't know. I don't know the full story, but...
Is this about Pam Flowers?
No. Okay. I don't know.
There's a great story when he was trying to... He wanted to marry Nicole Kidman. They basically...
Well, no, that's not it. This
wife.
Was... Yeah, no, they were auditioning a new wife after Kate to replace Katie Holmes.
Right.
And apparently there was this one chick that fell in love with him because he was buying her stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, he stopped calling her. And
he was just before Katie Holmes. It was after Nicole Kidman and before Katie Holmes. Okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. A magazine, I think, was it Vanity Fair, did a cover story on it. Yeah. But the idea that Scientology auditions Tom Cruise's wives is really old, and I'm glad Vanity Fair milked it, but that's a 2005 story at best.
I see.
They've always auditioned as wives, and they're looking for a new one now. And one of the neat stories was that he was vacationing in their Riverside gated community where the slaves are kept, and he's in this posh, gorgeous section, and he wanted Nicole Kidman to be impressed, and he was going to ask her to marry him, and so he had them plant flowers in this huge field. The great leader had all these workers go in the middle of the night and stick seeds and plants in the ground, planting like all night long, so that 3 months later, flowers could bloom. I mean, that's the kind of horrible stuff they do to people. You're going to work all night with your bare hands planting flowers that aren't going to bloom for 3 months. And when the flowers came up, they really didn't look very special, and so the whole thing was just forgotten. But that's the sort of stuff that they will force their slaves to do. Is, oh, Tom Cruise wants a nice bit of scenery, you know, crack that whip and plant plants.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I saw that that clip from their, I guess, their award ceremony.
Oh, uh-huh, where they Tom Cruise was given an award for being such a good Scientologist.
Yeah, it just really seems like a jerk-off session.
Well, that even the video was so overdone, even other Scientologists who left later said, I couldn't believe how ridiculous it was, with the Mission Impossible theme going and the voice saying, Tom Cruise, humanitarian, Tom Cruise, Scientologist. That was, I think, that video was made in 2004 or 5. It's the one where he's wearing a black turtleneck, and he spouts off Scientology jargon, and that was not seen by the outside world. That's like my video you just played. It's like not meant for the outside world, so they didn't want people to see it. And in 2008, a book was being published about Tom Cruise, and so some protesters put that video on the internet to kind of capitalize on the attention the book was going to get. And everybody started watching this video, and internet nerds love the ability to laugh at Tom Cruise. And then the video got taken down, and internet nerds just got furious that they had now lost out on and a chance to make fun of Tom Cruise. So they put the video back up, and then that's when the anonymous wars over the internet and Scientology started and went on for a couple months. And then that became real world protests, and it was even worse for them. So you get a sort of a domino effect. With that video went up, then it went down, and then all of a sudden, the Scientologists just had a hellish year. And it really hasn't gotten any better since then, even though there's less protesting. Every year, it just gets worse and worse for them.
I mean, yeah, because you got the media just, I guess.
They're losing their fear.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, you have the alternative media, like me and you. We're talking about it. This is going to get put.
The videos I've done may be jiggle cam and kind of amateurish, but I get the video and the stories that nobody else does. I mean, I'm a feature film animator. I could make perfect videos if I wanted to, if it was a movie about something else. But no, this is a documentary where I'm running around afraid somebody's going to bash me in the back of the head if I don't be careful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when I see your videos and Anon Sparrow's videos, I'm like, damn, I wish I was there so I could at least have his back. You know,
we protest alone. Most people shouldn't do that, but we do. But no. You do have to be careful. But we've actually had people come here as tourists to protest from Las Vegas, from Scandinavia. They actually come here to see these buildings they've seen on a video and to meet these guards and these other people that have become kind of reality show characters all in their own right.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've actually been there. I mean, not only in New York but a lot of times it's since we were actually protesting in front of the theater where they had Billy Madison. And one of the guys comes out.
Why were you protesting there?
Well, because it was right across the street from the Church of Scientology.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we're yelling at him, we're cursing him out, and one of the guy, I guess the director, comes down. He's like, please don't get offended by this, but he was a sissy.
Was he complaining you were making noise?
Yeah, complaining that we were cursing, that there were children there, and you know, which kind of pissed us off, and we're like, go fuck yourself. So he tries to stick out his chest and tries to charge at one of us, and I get between them. I'm like, yeah, this ain't gonna work out for you.
Oh, that's bad. Do the police come to your do the police babysit you very often when you have a sizable protest?
No, they do, because we get a free speech zone, you know, with the police barricades, and you know they're there. So I mean,
all has
it's
to be planned in advance or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately, because, I mean,
they really are. That's really tough. Here in California, we have a lot more freedom in our state to just kind of do whatever we want, and it makes the Scientologists upset. They're the ones who have to get the street barriers and things like that.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, we try that. We do everything legally, you know.
It's a shame you can't be in front of it. You have to let them know ahead of time that you're coming and things like that. I guess New York is a much older city than Los Angeles, and you've had, you know, hundreds of years of history of, you know, riots and unions busting and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, not to toot our own horn, but if shit goes down, you know, we're ready.
Yes, if a flimsy little gay theater director goes at you again, you can wail on him.
Well, yeah, but you know, I don't. Yeah, that'll make me feel bad, because then you're like, oh, you're a gay basher. I'm like, no, he was an asshole. What do you want? Oh, I didn't kick his ass because he was gay. I kicked his ass because he's an asshole. Well, you can't kick no one's ass for being an asshole anymore, because it's like, oh, he's black, he's gay.
This country. So what is it? Have you been inside their building there? Did you walk in when you weren't protesting and looked around?
No, I haven't even. I really just have no desire to even go inside of it, because it just looks like if I go inside, you know, they'll like put like a little thing in the back of my neck and like just.
It tells them where you are, and it feeds your brain crazy information.
Exactly. I mean, even though I look at their security, and I'm like, wow, that, like, since I do security, I could probably like get past them really easily.
You mean human being security guards?
Yeah, human being security guards.
Because they also have gobs of cameras at every location.
Well, yeah, there's that too. And they probably already seen my face and know who I am. Mm-hmm. So if I try walking in, they'll call the cops and sell
me. Very quickly, yeah. Just remember that if you go in somewhere, it's not trespassing if you leave when they ask you to leave. So if you did go in there, I haven't seen pictures of what the building's like, but I can guess what's inside is a whole bunch of information kiosks about how great their religion is, and they got TV screens on every one of them. And then the building is like beautiful and it's very detailed, a historic building probably, and it probably has a gorgeous interior. It's all lit, warm colors, inviting, and yet no one goes in. And the reason they have all those kiosks and those computer screens to turn it into a museum is because they don't have enough human beings left to actually tell you about Scientology. So they have all these robot screens to try and do that for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the church has, like, flat-screen TVs, you know, in the front, which, you know, I wish there was a way to, like, get them stolen.
And they show up video loops and things like that, right?
Yeah. In fact, here, this is a video that I shot. It's called Louis verbally abuses the Church of Scientology. I'm gonna put it in the chat room, and I'm gonna give it to you on Skype. So, in case you want to watch it,
sure, I think I'll do that after the show.
Yeah. Wow. So wow, we've covered a lot. Well, I mean, what else should people know about Scientology that makes it evil that we haven't covered yet?
Well, it's very simple. Scientology is an organization that wants to get the most money and free labor out of people as possible, and that's all it is. It's a religion. It's not a religion. It's whatever it wants to be, just to get the most money and the most free labor as possible. And you know, if you were to say what is democracy all about, you might say one person, one vote. That's democracy, theoretically. If you were going to put democracy in a sentence, wouldn't you agree that's democracy? One person, one vote.
Well, technically, we're in a republic, so.
No, I'm saying that, like, democracy means one person, one vote. Communism means everybody shares everything equally. So those are both pretty simple, but they're kind of right, you know. Well, what is fascism, then, what Hitler practiced? And I thought for a really long time, what is fascism? Because it doesn't have a single sentence that you can sum it up as a philosophy like communism. That's much easier. And I realized fascism, it's the same as Scientology. They want the most money and free labor as possible. If you look what Hitler did, you know, he just sucked the money out of his country, destroyed it, made people work as slaves, and then the whole thing blew up in his face and things were much worse off than before he started. And that's basically what Scientology does, is that they just invade a country and they use people up and take their money, and like when it's all over, people are just left hurt, suicidal, sick. I mean, their quote, medical religious practices make people ill from vitamin overdoses, they make people go off their psych meds overnight. And there was a woman in Clearwater at their posh resort who went off of her psychiatric medications, and then she just went crazy, walked into the ocean and drowned herself. I read about that in the book Inside Scientology. those things are so common. These people are even sicker than you are.
Mm.
That was a joke.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm trying to hold back a
You're laughing.
Cough.
You're laughing.
Coughing. I'm holding back a fucking coughing fit because I'm going to end up hacking up a fucking lung. I'm a sick boy.
You know, I stopped getting sick when I quit picking my nose, because that just stuffs germs up into your head.
Yeah, well.
No, I guess you won't give that up then, will you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, we all have some dirty habit.
Yes. So, again, your site is theangrygaypope.com.
Just angrygaypope.com. And my YouTube page is called The End of Scientology, which is almost where we are, and we're also at the end of this interview.
Yes, because I've ran out of things to ask.
You don't feel well.
Yeah, no, and I'm sorry I'm not much of a host today.
That's okay. I haven't done any of these interviews before, so I don't know any better.
Ah, well. But
I used to like work at college radio, so I have my radio voice on.
Nice. So I took your interview virginity.
Say that again?
So I took your interview virginity.
Oh, interview virginity, yes. It's like I'm an interview virgin, a Skype virgin. I've never even used Skype before.
Yes. How was your experience, if you could rate it from 1 to 10?
What, is this like one of those forums on Skype telling you how much you like it?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just happy that I got it set up so that my surround sound system isn't feeding back into the microphone and you're not hearing all this.
Alright, done. Anyways, this is Angry Gay Pope. I'm a sick boy, so
I'm gonna go
to bed now. After I post this up on YouTube, so that way the world could know who the Angry Gay Pope is and continue the fight against Scientology.
Oh, thanks so much.
So, I'd like to thank, again, Angry Gay Pope for coming on. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. And, of course, from my house to your house, mahalo.
And that's the end of my show, donk.